Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance in their underpants. John and Lance, John and Lance, John and Lance in their underpants. John and Lance, John and Lance, John and Lance in their underpants. John and Lance, John and Lance, John and Lance in their underpants. John and Lance, John and Lance, John and Lance in their underpants. John and Lance, John and Lance, John and Lance in their underpants.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, here with you for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And pretty good weekend. It didn't end well yesterday, what with just not being able to hit. 0 for 8 with runners in scoring position, 9 runners left on base. It just was, you got to come up with those big hits. They had so many opportunities, they just couldn't get it done. So that was the problem. After scoring 11 and 11,
yeah,
to put up that kind of game,
it was soft sweep though. I mean, the good news is you go back to back soft sweeps. But I noticed when I put soft sweep period certified period after the game,
it's just a lot of people are getting. I don't know about soft sweep.
A lot of people are getting a little upset that they're not getting real sweeps.
Yeah, well,
they're like the Rangers are sweeping people for real, yeah, and we got to settle for soft sweeps.
Well, you're 2.5 games out. I mean, honestly, let's slow down. It's you're okay.
You're not making up ground.
It's okay, everybody. You keep winning series and good things are going to happen. But they had to come up. I mean, it really was an opportunity to get out of there, be a game and a half out, and they just couldn't. They couldn't come up with it. You know, Rafael Montero came in again. Rafael Montero has been pretty good. He didn't give up any earned runs, although he did walk 3. In his appearance.
Yeah, you did have the bases loaded that he had to get out
with
of
3 walks
to keep you alive for the 8th and 9th. Yeah. Or was it just the 9th? No, it was just the 9th.
Just the 9th.
Just the 9th to give you an opportunity, and you had you didn't do anything in the 9th. But I tell you what, it was what I take from that game. Yeah, you didn't hit in that game. That's true. But what I take from that game is Urquidy. You know, it was nice to see Urquidy having some strikeout stuff there. 6 punch outs in the first 3 innings.
Yeah.
That was
3 hits, 1 earned run, 7 strikeouts, no walks.
No, I loved
That's
it.
That's a great
walk. I was very happy to see that game for Urquidy. Yeah. The loss is the loss, and it was a, you know, you had opportunities for sure, but what I take away from that is I was very happy to see that from Urquidy. Cuz let's face it, down the stretch, I don't think you do have you do have 6. You do have, but if one of those guys falls off, or more importantly, if you make the playoffs, you know, you look at the playoff race, and the Astros really can't afford a bad stretch. I don't think you're going to see a bad stretch.
No, the Mariners play well though.
But the Mariners, yeah, they're not that far off. No. Like, you can't afford a run where you go, man, the Astros have lost 5 of their last 7. All of a sudden, you're fighting for your playoff lives, potentially. Because the Mariners are playing much better baseball. So, but I think what Urquidy does to me is, if you're a playoff team, he is a guy who goes in the bullpen, and much like we've seen over the years with the Astros' success, they have a long history of having starters come up big in the bullpen.
Yeah.
And he could be that guy.
Or
France. Probably both of them.
France
actually
looked great.
I know.
I mean, it's just, listen, France is a guy that you just have to rethink. And again, I mean, well, you know, Yiner wasn't in the lineup. He was in the lineup on Friday and Saturday, and he did a nice job. Yiner wasn't in the lineup yesterday. But you know, I honestly don't know right now who I would vote for. I mean, Gunnar Henderson and Yiner Diaz's numbers are really similar. We'll go over that a little bit later. But JP France has got to start to get into this conversation for Rookie of the Year. He really, really has to start getting into this conversation. Boy, does he just look good every single outing. And now the Astros have said that they are going to – they got the 6-man rotation going. But it's a JV. We're going to call it a modified JV 6-man rotation.
It's kind of a 6-man rotation.
It's kind of a 6-man rotation. It is, because 6 guys are going to pitch, but JV gets to pitch when he wants to.
Right.
So in Miami, we're going to start with Fromber tonight, and then we're going to go with Christian Javier, and then we're going with JV. That would be Hunter Brown's spot to start in this game, but it's not going to be. It is going to be JV, and then a day off on Thursday, and then you got another stretch where you don't have a day off for a while, so you're going to go with that. As opposed to giving JV that Wednesday game off, then the Thursday day off, and then him pitching, Hunter Brown will probably pick up when they get back on Friday, when they get back on the field on Friday. So that is what it looks like right now for the rotation, which would change it up just a hair from what it was going to be. You, as we mentioned, did France look good? But Kyle Tucker, his OPS is over 900 now.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? Feels like it should be over 1,000. Like,
right? Well,
how is it 900?
He had started slowly. Don't forget.
Well, no, he did. But this, I'm not going to start the Lance Berkman to the Hall of Fame thing. But to know that Lance Berkman had a career OPS over 900.
943.
And, yeah, and then you see Kyle Tucker, like, Kyle Tucker's over 900 now. I mean, so?
And he's, but Kyle Tucker's over 900. He's an all-star every year.
And he's killing it.
He's great. We're unbelievable. And he's not even to what Lance Berkman's career OPS was. That's how amazing Lance was. But here's the deal is, he is hitting it. Jose Altuve has been fantastic.
Man,
his 14-game hitting streak ended yesterday with an 0-for-4. But he has gotten, since he's been back, well, in just this month, he's got an 1130 OPS. Just this month.
Yeah, he is killing the ball.
He is.
The four-hit game, and he's, if you were, you know what I loved about the game, it was like last week, but took a ball in the outer portion and flipped it to right field for a two-run, I think it was a two-run hit that he had late in the game to kind of seal the game. But yesterday he was back to trying to pull pitches on the outer portion. So it's still kind of random when he'll flip it and when he just tries to just swing as hard as he can. But, man, if you miss inside, his bat speed right now is as good as I've seen it. And he is just ripping shots down the line almost on a regular basis.
Yep. And then on Friday, we had the John Singleton game. And holy crap, did he pull those two. And I love his little bat flip.
He didn't do it as big as Sugarland. It was a little bit more respectful Major League Baseball bat flip, but it's here. Like, it's his thing now.
Yeah, that's one of the longest streaks in Major League history for between home runs. Over 8 years, he hadn't hit one since 2015, and he hit it the other night, hit two the other night, and boy, did he just crush those balls. And it's really nice to see. It's one of baseball's best stories this season is John Singleton coming back. And it's so bad. Jose Abreu on the IL with the bad back.
This is awesome.
He is saying that it's not why he hasn't been hitting the back. He said, listen, it's got nothing to do with it. He does have a bad back. He's hopefully will get better. Hopefully he will come back and be a better hitter than he has been. He's not making the excuses. I like this about Jose Abreu. He's not making excuses. And you know what? He has said it more than a few times. Man, I've stunk this year. I stink this year. And you know, as opposed to, you know, whatever. But, you know, Dusty has been about as good about this thing. Dusty knows how hard baseball is, and Dusty has been behind the guy. Maybe putting him in the lineup, maybe batting him too high in the order this season. He's back now where he should be, probably behind McCormick, and maybe even in the 7 hole or even in the 8 hole. It's hard to do that with a veteran, especially a guy who's played as much as he has and been an MVP and has as much success as he had. But to be able to bring up Singleton, it'll be interesting to see. Fromber's a ground ball pitcher, so he won't put Yiner in at first base. He'll continue to play Singleton there. There must be something to this. Dusty has so little respect for Yiner defensively, behind the plate and at first base.
Well, it can't be the way he throws runners out. So.
No, I mean, it's unbelievable how he throws runners out.
Yeah.
It can't be that, but for whatever reason, Dusty just feels like Yiner is so deficient defensively, which is something we don't see.
Are you always sure that it's that and it's not just
Maldonado?
I feel like it's more Maldonado than anti-Diaz.
Yeah.
Because I know he loves Maldi.
Yeah.
And there's something there. And the pitchers we had sitting right next to us, Ryan Pressly, talked about it. I think they love him as a person and all that. So maybe that's part of what it is. I think, to me, Singleton is a different conversation than Diaz at first, because Singleton has played there, and Singleton has home run pop in his bat, And if you are going to have Vinca, yeah, I know he's going to strike out. Like, he had a bad at-bat late, what, in the seventh or eighth, where he just, you know, it just wasn't a good at-bat, and he struck out on a little backdoor slider. But those two home runs he hit and the home run he had, you know, the home runs he had in the minor leagues, 12 home runs, he said he's seeing the ball unbelievable right now. I just think that if you're not going to really get a lot from Abreu, then it's okay to have Singleton, who may have a little higher strikeout number than you want, because his power is real. I mean, if he connects, it's real.
Yep.
It's going. So I think I would rather just have – I think this is great to see Singleton in this spot while you have Abreu on the injured list. This is awesome to get an extended – because every day I know it's either going to be Diaz or – Singleton at first, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, probably Singleton for the most part. Maybe when Javier starts, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what Dusty does here with that situation. But Singleton has gotten the starts. He had the big night Friday. He did not have a big game on Saturday or yesterday, as a matter of fact. So he's 0 for his last six in those games. So, but we'll see what Dusty does, whether or not he keeps putting him out there. Or maybe Yiner, or maybe Dubon, or Kessinger. He's got those options as well. Kessinger actually didn't look too bad at the plate yesterday, as opposed to the day before when he came in the big lead and for Bregman. But the Astros take it 2 out of 3. Got the Marlins. The Marlins, good baseball team. Did you see what they did yesterday against the Yankees? Put up a 5 spot.
Yeah.
To beat them in the ninth. Holy crap!
And then you have Mad. People are talking about Mad Garrett Cole. Like, I feel so bad for Garrett Cole. Not me. I think this is great.
Who feels bad for Garrett Cole?
I've been an anti-Garrett Cole guy since he left.
Yeah.
Once you leave the Astros, well, I didn't feel that way about George, but Garrett Cole.
Or Charlie.
I was done with, or anybody.
No.
Other than Garrett Cole. And Garrett Cole's actually made it worse as time's gone on. But
I don't feel bad about it.
Garrett Cole's pitched great.
Garrett Cole won you nothing here. Because he was sitting on the bench,
well,
as opposed to pitching, when AJ, he should have been in there pitching.
Yeah, but that was AJ's decision. I think Garrett Cole got really
didn't
mad
you just
that.
Say you get up and go, Coach, I want in.
Yeah.
You know, that's what basketball players
do. Well, sometimes you have to ask for what you want.
I saw Patrick Mahomes go crazy on the sideline when they pulled him out of that game because of his ankle, and he went nuts, and he went back in.
Yeah, he bossed Andy. He cusses a lot in front of a Mormon head coach.
Yeah, he does. He does.
You know his head coach is Mormon. Andy Reid is Mormon.
Is he?
Yeah, and or I don't know if he's Mormon or just that he loves BYU guys, because I think he went to BYU. I think he might be Mormon.
Well, because you love cheeseburgers, does that make you Mormon?
No, but he has ever. It's like the Kansas City Chiefs. One of their scouts told me I think Andy Reid actually went to BYU and may, in fact, be Mormon. But because every year he ends up with some player from BYU or one of the white wide receivers ends up on the roster as a priority free agent or whatever the case may be. I'm seeing here if he went to BYU. But anyway, no, he went to Glendale. Oh, yeah, he did go to BYU. So he went to BYU. Some guys go to BYU that aren't Mormon. But a lot of times they're there on just that athletic scholarship,
Well, Andy Reid, remember, was a punt, pass, and kick hero.
I remember.
You think Jamal Williams is Mormon?
No.
Yeah.
He went to BYU.
Was Jamal Williams? No. Who was the BYU running back that was suspended for the bowl game because he had relations?
I don't know.
And you remember you're not supposed to have relations
if
you're not white at BYU?
No,
you're not supposed to have relations if you're white at BYU.
How many
white guys have gotten suspended?
Not many.
713 ESPN 97.
They're rule followers.
Yeah. Oh, are they?
Okay.
The Mormons. Yeah. If you don't want to follow the rules, you go to Utah.
Are they though?
Yeah. If you're not a rule follower, go to Utah.
When we come back, there is drama. They're no longer here, but boy. I just cannot tell you how happy I am about this situation developing in Philadelphia. When we come back.
And it's taken off. Over the last 5 days, it has taken off.
It is on, especially the latest thing that was said here yesterday. We will talk about that on the other side, but right now we're talking about ProDunk.com. I have been talking about Keith Tate and his greatness for years now, and I had the Pro Dunk at my house. It's the best goal that there is, period. I mean, I There is no better call with the tempered glass backboard and the unrustable stanchion and the breakaway rim, and you can raise and lower. And now you've got a drill that can raise and lower it, as opposed to the crank, which was, you know, the crank was fine, but this is another step towards, you know, it's there's no argument. The best goal in the history of goals is the Pro Dunk goal. And the installation is the best. There's going to be unmovable. It's so, so great. So if you're looking for a goal for the kids because you want to raise and lower because they want to enjoy the goal, Dad, and then the curb appeal for Mom, she's going to love it as well. It just doesn't get any better than the Pro Dunk. It just does not get any better. So if you're looking for that goal for the family that they're going to be outside, they're going to be playing, and they're going to love the goal, ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, right where you belong.
That song belongs to me!
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Offensive Masterminds, running an outside zone on your intelligence, John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, let's just get this over with real quick. Let's see what Gilbert wants before he falls asleep or calls back. Gilbert, what's going on?
Gilbert.
What are you mad about?
I'm mad about the NFL. I called the Reliance Stadium.
Yep.
You don't make no program books no more. Why is that, Lance?
There's no what?
Reliant doesn't make any. He's mad because Reliant doesn't make any programs anymore.
They don't. Well, game, it's. There's no Reliant anymore, so that's a problem.
Well, it's in our it's in RG Stadium.
So, are you sure you're calling the right place?
Did you go to your game last year?
Nope.
They don't make programs.
Did you go to the Texas game last year? Did you go?
Nope.
No, I didn't go to. Yeah, I went to a game. I went to the Kansas City game.
Do they have programs?
At this point,
did they have program book that day or what?
Did they have programs that day, John?
They did not have programs that day
or any day.
Well, I don't know about any.
How did you know?
No more what? They don't make it no more what?
Well, what did they tell you?
New quarterback what?
What did they tell you at NRG Stadium? What did they just tell you?
You don't make that no more. Why is that anyway? You know why?
I can't tell you. Because I know you asked me directly. I'm in charge of that, but I don't know.
Maybe because the market has shrunk to you.
Yeah. They just feel like it's wasteful.
Yeah, I don't think that it's that a lot of people.
Trust me, the NFL is into cost cutting.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people want programs anymore, Gilbert.
You're not going to make none this year,
I don't think I don't think they're going to.
I don't think so, Gilbert. Yeah, that's a problem.
Will they sell the Texas guidebook or something like that at the gift shop? You know.
You could contact Mark Vandermeer about that.
Have you talked to Mark about this?
No, I haven't.
Okay, you need to call him.
Mark is definitely.
Do you have his number, Lance, for Gilbert?
Yeah, but you're supposed to just call him on the Houston Texans radio when he's hosting. That's when Gilbert during Texans radio. I'm not sure when it's going to be. Just call Mark Vandermeer and he'll have an answer for you.
I understand that. You know, you can. You see what you go get? Give me one of those books like Texas, you know.
What?
Give me a book about it.
But they don't make them anymore. Texas. Remember, you told us that.
Yeah, they don't make them, Gilbert.
They don't, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're hearing. That's word on the streets.
Well, are you going to your game this year or not? You going?
No, I think I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah, I don't
for think... fear of running into a program. John's going. No, I know.
I'm not going. No.
Dell, are you going? You going to use your media pass to go?
Yeah, Dell's probably going to go.
Dell's going to get.
Dell will get you one.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, will you give me one, Dale, please?
Dale.
I want one real bad.
Dale, can you get?
One?
I'm not allowed.
Dale.
What?
What?
I'm not allowed at NRG.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
What are you talking about?
No. There's like a picture of me. If you see this man, don't allow him in.
No,
he's a known bike stealer, so he can't go.
Ooh. Oh,
well, then in that case, I wouldn't let you in either.
No.
See, I can't go. Sorry.
Yeah.
Stolen a number of bikes in my time, and now I'm banned from a lot of places, including NRG.
You've dealt with bike thieves before,
yeah.
Gilbert.
Well, meaning bikes. So what that got to do with it?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's that got to do with it,
Del? I have no idea.
Well, apparently one bike I stole belonged to Nick Casario. Apparently he likes to ride around the facility. So when I stole his bike and they saw me.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get in trouble.
I got in trouble, so I can't. I'm not allowed. Sorry.
What's that got to do with anything anyway?
I just can't get him a program because I'm not allowed in the building.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
That makes a lot
of
sense.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Gilbert.
It's a shame about them not making programs anymore.
I don't think they have those anymore. Yeah.
You drinking? Are you drinking anything out of that cup thing that I got you? That whatever it was, you know that NFL.
Well, yeah, a lot. Thank you for it anyway.
Yeah. Well, are you drinking? No, that's fine. But are you using it? Are you drinking anything out of it?
Yeah. Water, ice water. Anyway.
Water, ice water. Good. Have you heard what's going on with James Harden and the 76ers?
No way.
Well, listen up.
Well, here, we're going to put you on hold. You can listen to this story. Thanks for calling, Gilbert. All right, tell him what happened.
All right. Oh, James Harden. No, oh, you want me to do it? I thought you were going to do it.
No.
So this past week, the 76ers have said, can't trade him. We can't get enough for James Harden. And I can certainly see where that would be the case. I mean, what are you giving up for James Harden, honestly?
First of all, you have no leverage if you're the 76ers.
You got a one-year deal for $35
million. Everyone knows he wants a bunch more money. Yep. He wants a long-term deal. James is a chronic loser in the playoffs, doesn't play well late, is getting on in age, has been less consistent. His efficiency ratings have gone down. And then this is the third team that he's trying to beg his way off of. Not beg, demand his way off of. So this is now three teams.
Yeah, and James Harden
three
has been
teams in 4 years.
A royal pain for Daryl Morey. James Harden has said he's not returning to the 76ers before, but you figured, well, we can't trade you. You got to come back. What are you going to do, James?
Well, he's playing chicken with James, saying, no, I'm not going to let you just off the team without me getting my value.
So this is a little bit hard to understand, but he repeats himself, so you might be able to understand it. I heard it on the show before ours, and I was like, I couldn't hear. He is talking to a bunch of people in China, and there's no microphone. Oh, there's a faraway microphone.
He's on a basketball court that says Harden on it.
Yeah, no, he had a back screen that had his picture. It was a.
Well, is it a basketball camp? Maybe
I don't know. James Harden was in China, where we know Daryl Morey is not beloved, right?
No, because he said Was it free Hong Kong? Or
yeah, he said free Hong
freedom
Kong.
For Hong Kong or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and James is very anti-freedom,
and he's anti-freedom
unless it's him
and Daryl Morey.
Unless it's him, Daryl. James wants instant freedom whenever he wants it.
Exactly. That is absolutely true. And he wants it now, and he does not want...
What do we want? Freedom! When do we want it? Now! What do we want? Trades! When do we want it? Now! What do we want? Lemon pepper wings!
Apparently, he does not. It does not want to work for Daryl Morey anymore.
Daryl Morey is a liar. And I will never be a part of an organization that he's a part of. Let me say that again. Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be a part of an organization that he's a part of.
Daryl Morey is a liar.
Showdown.
I will never be part of an organization that he's part of.
So, a couple of thoughts from that soundbite. He felt the need to say it again like he wasn't getting a reaction. And then all of a sudden we hear one guy going, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, play it again." It's almost like one of James. I don't know
You didn't hear it. When it continues?
Well,
a bunch of applause.
Cheers. Yeah, it actually cheers. We didn't have that on there. But there seems to be one guy responding. I think the Chinese people maybe were being polite and letting them finish before they freaked out. And it was probably an American guy, one of James's friends, were like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." The second time, why did he feel like he had to repeat it?
He just wanted to make it clear.
Maybe it's like that thing when every time you see in a movie, when someone speaks a different language than you, you say things really slowly, like that's supposed to help the cause.
That's true. So he's repeating himself.
I will never play with. Why he should have done that?
Just say it louder.
Yeah,
you say it louder,
slower, and louder.
Louder, right?
They can understand.
Right.
This is not. I mean, this is on. So he's obviously just, this is clear-cut escalation. This is the fat suit this time. He can't go to a fat suit twice. So this is his fat suit. Yep. He's going to publicly slam Daryl Morey, and he's going to hope that this is his next, you know, his next opportunity to get out will be to slam Daryl Morey, and he's trying to see if this will help speed it up. That's all it is. That's all this is.
Yeah. So
I don't think it's going to have any impact on Morey.
Okay. Do you think he will play for the 76ers this year?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
But he just said, let me repeat.
I know.
I will not play. Daryl Morey is a liar.
Now, if he can somehow get paid without playing, yes, he will do that. But
he won't get paid for nothing.
Daryl will challenge him through the league, and the Sixers will follow him, challenge him through the league, where if he tries to sit out or fake an injury, they'll challenge
him. All right, when we come back, because we're up against it here, a pretty good question was posed.
Are you going to say, is it time for the Rockets to go after James Harden?
Then? Absolutely not. Okay, that would never be something that I would say.
Good.
Or ever. So when we come back, is there ever been a player that's been a bigger pain in the ass and done less? As big a pain in the ass as James has been, and won less than he has won.
Oh, yeah, won less. I mean, he has a lot of guys. MVP on his resume.
No. Well, no. But you got to have both. You're a pain in the ass, and you haven't won. Because there's plenty of examples of guys who were pains in the ass.
John Morant.
But are you worth it? James Harden, are you worth it anymore?
Well, not anymore.
That's the question.
Not anymore.
All right. Do you know who's worth it? Craig DeCerf.
Yeah, Craig DeCerf's worth it. He's been worth it. Craig DeCerf. And I always, you know, I don't want to stop at just Craig DeCerf. I also want to mention the good people in the service department. They have the same service department, service riders. They have the same people there over and over and over, year after year, because it's a great place to work. And Rick Drinner has been with them for years and years. Jeff has been with them for years and years, because it is a great place to work. It's a great place to work because he doesn't make you hassle buyers. If you're a salesperson, you're simply there to answer questions. Look, the prices are going to speak for themselves. Your trade-in value is going to speak for itself. And when you have offers like 0.9% APR financing for the 2023 GMC Sierra 1500 SL Crew Cab with 5.3-liter Ecotec 3 V8 engine, well, that speaks for itself, ladies and gentlemen. So get a great truck at a great price. Get a great SUV at a great price as well. A lot of deep discounts going on with your SUVs from our friends over at on the GMC side. A lot of great ones. And they've still got a 2020 Stingray Corvette in. You can call right now. Only 1,300 miles on this thing, and it's for sale. 1,300 miles on a very rare 2020 Corvette Stingray. Make sure that you are checking in for your brand new truck or your brand new SUV at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Great service, great selection, and really prices you can't beat. Out in Angleton, but if you have issues and can't get out there, they'll even work with you on delivering a car into the city of Houston for you. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LandZCars.com.
Advertise your business for 25 cents a day on selflist.com.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Literally, when you look at James Harden and the pain in the diva that he's been,
mm-hmm.
I don't know about Oklahoma City. I can't speak. He was traded. He had contract demands. They had, you know, they weren't going to be able to do it.
Well, they didn't think they could sign Russell Westbrook. Right.
So that's fine. But he gets here. Make no mistake, he got Kevin McHale fired. Make no mistake, he got rid of Dwight Howard. Make no mistake, he got rid of Chris Paul.
And Sam Decker. There were other guys he got rid of because they were friendly. If you were friendly with Dwight Howard.
That was fine.
Yeah, but Sam had a chance to be one of the greats.
Chance?
Yeah.
How'd that turn out?
Well, I don't know what he's doing now. Maybe he's in the big three.
He's delivering packages right
now. Yeah.
Okay.
But I had heard that they got rid of him because he was friends with Dwight.
Right.
So if you're on Team Dwight, you got...
But that one wasn't so bad.
No.
The other ones. So he got rid of Russell Westbrook, or he had to leave, put on a fat suit, goes to Brooklyn, gets his way, makes his way out of there. goes to Philadelphia. Now he wants his way out of there. He's won zero titles. He is an ultra diva. He wants the ball in his hands all the time. Cannot, well, you know, he did help Joel Embiid win an MVP. He helped greatly.
Oh, he's been a good player.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, James has been a good player, but it's been stuff off the court. It's been not, you know, culture problems for him is that James didn't, like James and Chris Paul could only last for a year because Chris Paul is a pain in the ass, but he also has expectations of being a professional and trying to win. That's really what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to try to win a championship, and Chris Paul's so focused on it that he can be belligerent at times to some of his teammates, but that's what he's trying to do is win a championship. And James just fell out of – James didn't want to hear it anymore. James just couldn't deal with Chris Paul after a while. But that's one of the problems is that if you let James have a different – he almost demands that you – he forces you into allowing him to have a different set of rules with the Rockets. And then, you know, what do you do then? Well, when you have a team full of veterans, they just kind of put up with it. And I think you had Tad Brown and Daryl who kind of enabled him, frankly, and just they just knew that he was the star, and it's something they just had to live with while he was a really good player. But what happens when you're not a really good player? Well, that's what Daryl Morey is living with now, is the James who is a good but not great player.
And
a good player who wants max dollars.
Well, it's fine if you get rid of him, but – you've got a guy that you think is an asset, and then when you realize there's really not a market for him, the Clippers were basically bidding against themselves. The Clippers wouldn't do it. The Clippers just said, "We'll give you this, but we ain't giving you
more
than
that." We'll wait till you cut James, right?
Well, go ahead, Daryl Morey. Go shop him to other teams.
Right now, they're hoping that he gets cut and gets paid, or they come up with an agreement, you know, where he gets $15 million, and then that's what the Clippers are banking on. That's probably what James is banking on.
Maybe.
This isn't the last time James will go do an interview
James
with somebody
feels
at some point.
Like, but here's the deal, though. James thinks he's still, you know, a 2015 James. That's what James thinks.
I don't even know if he thinks that anymore. He just thinks that he can still get paid.
Yeah, well,
he just wants to go where he wants to go.
He wants. That's right, and that's James being James. Have we ever seen a bigger diva that's not won a title?
You mean that's considered at a really high level?
And as big a pain in the ass as he is,
Terrell Owens.
Terrell Owens is a good one. They were at least they got the championship game though. They got to the Super Bowl, and you know he did play well in that Super Bowl too.
I think Terrell Owens is even less than James. Part of James's whole thing has been...
I don't know. He was pretty bad with...
but you never worried about Terrell working, though.
No, he didn't put on a fat
work
suit.
Work and effort. But one of the things Terrell did, and
he
I know
still
this from...
put on a fat suit.
I know this from somebody whose brother was in the locker room at the time. He actively created a split between he actively helped create a split between the defensive side and Donovan McNabb. Yeah. he was an active participant in turning players against Donovan McNabb. That's like bad teammate on a whole different level. But I feel like James is becoming, this is multiple time with James. Although, you know, he had issues with not just San Francisco, but also Dallas. He had two teams with Terrell Owens, but Terrell Owens is the one guy that comes to mind.
Yeah. Terrell Owens is a good one. I mean, that's probably the closest as anybody else is. I mean, because like the real pains, like Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, Dennis. I mean, he won a championship, but he was
Draymond.
He was probably a worse problem than Harden because he was like it was
he just
really
disappear. Yeah,
he would disappear. He took his shoes off. Like San Antonio, he was really. Yeah. I'm not sure the Rockets win that title if Dennis doesn't just completely flame out on the sideline. He became a complete non-factor in that because he just had one of his episodes.
Kyrie.
Yeah, Kyrie.
Kyrie's but he's there. One. You know, and he had a big shot in a big situation.
Yeah.
Huge shot. In any sport, you got Terrell Owens. What about baseball? Is there Gary Sheffield? Gary Sheffield won, though.
Yeah, I can't really think of one for baseball.
Not
like that.
Not like that. Not like,
I mean, you
not
had
like
guys
James.
Like drugs, you know, Steve Howe. I mean, you had guys who had drug issues.
Well, that's different.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But
I mean, just being as
no, James is you know what's happened? Our NBA players, James is the last player picked in the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah.
You know, NBA players don't love James. He's not beloved in NBA player circles. James is well known for the strip club antics and all that stuff, going to Vegas last year in the middle of the playoffs. The fat suit thing is added to his lore. James has really screwed up a lot of the way people are going to, well, I'll know him as a great scorer. He'll be a Hall of Famer, but his legacy, like I watched Dwayne Wade had a great speech. Becky Hammon had a great speech at the Hall of Fame induction. Great speeches. What is James's Hall of Fame speech going to be? Like, I just can't see that it's ever going to be deep.
The guy most likely to present him is now off the table.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going to...
Tad could.
Will there Tad be, Brown could, like, so. A bouncer at a strip club introducing him?
A bouncer? Wouldn't it be the what about stripper one themselves?
One of the girls.
Oh, a stripper?
A stripper? Just that would to be introduce totally James? Sweet.
If he wanted to really lean in... No, man.
Yeah.
That would be...
Or somebody who were a turkey leg hut.
Or just have multiple talk about how James put them through school. Contributor to their future he was.
Who would introduce James? Who would
you wouldn't know
present
him? You wouldn't know the person.
Not at this point. Maybe someone at Arizona. Did he have connections with Arizona State still exists?
Remember that coach who was at Rice, who was his high school coach or whatever, who coached at Rice? Yeah, maybe Arizona
he's
State
still coach.
Coach
Scott.
Oh, yeah. He's there right now. Yeah, the Rice head coach now could do it.
Yeah.
That's not exactly, you know, having...
But that's so far... I mean, come on. Really?
What NBA player... Like, we did...
Did you see it, by the way?
No, you know who up? P.J. Tucker.
Really? Would P.J. Tucker...
P.J. would do it.
Yeah.
It's not Chris. Chris Paul's off the table now.
Not exactly a...
No, Chris.
Legendary.
Kevin McHale's off the
like
off the
Kevin, well, like Dwayne Wade. Like we don't even know who James.
Mike D'Antoni.
We don't even. Okay, we don't even know who James like idolizes because Dwayne Wade picked Allen Iverson in a surprise. Some people, a lot of people thought he picked someone like from Tom Crean.
Yeah, by the way, did you see
or
this, John?
Someone from the Heat? But he Allen idolized
Iverson's
Allen
up
Iverson.
There. Well, Allen Iverson was up there, and you get to speak about the people who influenced you. It was cool. Becky Hammon had Cheryl Swoops up there.
Oh, yeah, Teresa Weatherspoon. I saw that. Yeah.
Who would James... Yeah, have you ever heard who James's guy is?
I think it's probably PJ.
No, but who influenced him? Like, who is the guy that influenced James? And would they come to the event?
An influencer? Is there...
It's not an influencer. Who's the guy he modeled himself after?
It's gonna be
the baby.
Lil Baby.
No, Lil Baby. It's not the baby.
Lil Baby.
It's gonna be Lil Baby's gonna be up there.
Lil Baby's 100%. Gonna present him.
They gave each other Prada bags and cash and honey buns. Yeah. It's 100% Lil Baby.
It's not gonna be Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
Why would it not be Lil Baby?
He's not bringing on his rapper friend to
Lil Baby.
He's not
doing
it.
Who does he have left?
I know.
PJ Tucker and Lil
Baby.
I
know James is the butt of any joke we want to make right now, but he is not bringing up Lil Baby to induct
him.
I'm not even joking about this one.
Go ahead. Lil Baby's not inducting him into the Hall of Fame.
Will be part
there
of
will be some
Hall
coach
induction.
That we don't know anything about that James is going to pick and go, this is the guy who got me into basketball or really got me going in the right direction.
It has to be a high school coach.
But you can have more than one.
Because he's burnt every
what about Arizona
coaching
State?
Bridge.
Arizona State?
Yeah, who was it?
I don't know who his coach was at Arizona State.
No one knows. That's impossible to find out.
No,
it really is.
It really is. It's impossible to know that who his coach was. So we'll never know that. But we do know this: that if you need hair, Doc Linville is here for you. If you got a five head, if you've got a giant bald spot, no matter what it is, Doc Linville is here for you. Doc Linville there's two different things that he can do: the PRP, which is going to stimulate the growth of your own hair, and that is awesome. And it's a lot. The procedure is so much easier. They just draw some blood, they mix it up, shoot it back in there, and it stimulates the growth, and that is awesome. If you are somebody that is looking for the best way to get hair, that's one way. Neo grafting is the other. Neo grafting is spectacular. I did it. Joel did it. Jake did it. All of it. We all did it, and we all loved it, and it really has helped. It will help you as well. If you're looking for hair, and he's got an anesthetic that lasts 3 days now. if you're looking for hair, you need hair, you want hair, you're sick of not having hair, Doc Linville is here for you at where? 975hair.com. Process is so good. It's affordable. It's a free consultation. All of these things. You've been waiting. You want to do it? 975hair.com.
You found ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can feel it.
I can feel it down in my plums. You're getting a nice bluish hue.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. TJ, this is a pretty good one. We didn't even think of this. We're dumb. This is dumb. What's up, TJ?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
I'll give you a look. Antonio Brown. Yeah. I think he's the worst one.
You're the winner.
He tops it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won. Antonio Brown is absolutely the call.
Never even played for the Raiders.
Yeah, well, he burned his feet, remember, in the cryo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, if you ever go have cryotherapy, they do tell you, oh, you know, you're supposed to wear special socks.
Well, you have to wear socks.
Because you'll burn your, burn your feet.
If don't touch the sides either. A football coach told me we had to stop doing cryo because the big guys would get in there and accidentally touch the side.
I was at Georgia, by the way, you know what they have? I don't know how this works. They have a cryo room. Room the size of a big closet. Like a big walk-in closet where you can fit like 8 players in there at one time. And I'm like, I thought you had to keep your head out of there and all this. And she goes, no, the girl who runs their program, their rehab stuff, she said, no. She said, here's a room. One room is half the temperature. It's like minus 5 degrees. It's like a warm-up for being cold. And the other one is the actual cryo room, which is like minus 150 degrees or whatever. But, yeah, they stand in the whole room. I've been into cryo where you don't touch the sides. No. You got to have gloves on. No. You wear your boxers. You wear or whatever. You tidy whities because you're from Chicago.
Not everybody from – I didn't wear my decolletee, but I did. I don't have tidy whities.
You're not wearing tidy whities? No, that's the Chicago way.
No, it's not the way that we do things.
Yeah, Antonio Brown is the answer.
Yeah, Antonio Brown.
I got to tell you, Randy Moss, has he ever won? He never won a title.
And listen, we're talking
Randy was a pain in the ass at Minnesota at the end. He was a pain in the ass for the Raiders. People forget he was with the Raiders, and he got his way out of there. He became a pain in the ass for
Remember
New
how
England.
Disgusting he was because he faked pulling his pants down?
Oh, what a disgusting act. Have you heard the story? Have you seen Julian Edelman's comments on Randy Moss?
No.
When he was a rookie there? Edelman was a rookie at New England. He said this on the Kelsey's broadcast or podcast. He's like, Randy Moss would say, Edelman, go get my hot tub to 102 or 103. Like he had certain temperatures he had to get. Mm-hmm. Randy's, get Randy Moss. You're like, so Randy used to have Edelman do all this stuff for him. And then one time Edelman was walking by and Randy was on the phone with his mom. And Edelman came by and he said, can't you see I'm on the phone with my mom or something like that? He said, tell Miss Moss I said hello. And he got off the phone. He goes, Edelman, don't you ever tell my mama nothing. Like, he jumped him for saying something. You don't talk to my mama. It was the funniest story about how Moss used to treat Julian Edelman when he was a rookie. But Moss was a pain in the ass, too, now.
Yeah.
Moss was a pain in the ass. He's a receiver. By the way, receiver. T.O., Moss, Antonio Brown.
James Harden.
And Kevin Walter. Huge pains.
Kevin Walter was the... Not
Kevin Walter. Not Kevin no, Walter.
Kevin Walter could
Andre be Johnson.
Better guy. Bel Air guy.
How about Kevin Andre, Walter? How about
Brian of Bel Air.
How about Andre Johnson? Did you ever have a problem with Andre Johnson ever?
Pain in the... Yeah.
Ever with anything?
Oh, I know somebody who had a problem.
Well, Courtland Finnegan had a problem.
Absolutely, he did. All right, so I wanted to get to this. So who do you think is the favorite to win AL Rookie of the Year?
Gunnar
Henderson, minus 200, one spot, minus 210, minus 185 in another spot.
He plays every day.
Plays every day. Second, Masataka Yoshida. Okay. He's second favorite. Tristan Casas, both with the Red Sox. Two guys with the Red Sox. Okay. Who else? Josh Young. He is next. Tanner Bibby. Hunter Brown is next on the list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hunter Brown is the sixth favorite.
Really?
Let's go over some statistics real quick.
Really?
Yeah. Tanner Bibby is 9-2 with a 2.8 war, 2.90 ERA, a 1-2-1 whip. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Right now, Hunter Brown is 8-8, a 1-4 war, 4.23 ERA, and a 1.29 whip.
Hmm.
Not great.
Mm-mm.
Hunter, he's got a 3.6 to 1 strikeout to walk, while Tanner Bibby is a 3.0. So that's pretty good. JP France, 9-3, a 2.5 war, 2.74 ERA, 1.21 whip, and a 2.4 strikeout to walk.
And where is he on that list?
Not even. I mean, there are 12 guys on this list. More.
I know he didn't start.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13 guys on this list. He's not even on it.
And he has 9 wins.
9 wins with a 1-2-1 whip.
Which leads the Astros? No. What's Fromber at right now? 9?
Fromber is.
No. He has less. Christian Javier now has 8 wins. JP France has 9 wins.
Christian Javier picked up his 9th, didn't he? Yes, I think he did. Or did he pick up his
8th? No, he picked up his 8th. He finally got a decision.
JP France. Is he leading the team in wins?
Fromber has 9. They're tied.
They're tied.
Fromber's 9-7 with a 3.30.
Over 16 starts. How many starts does Fromber have?
Fromber has a total of what you might call a total of starts that people are looking at when they go to the website would be 22.
22 starts, and he's got 9 wins.
Mm-hmm.
JP France has 16 starts. He's got 9 wins. He's got what's okay? What give me
the ERA is 3.30.
Okay, France's ERA is 2.74. What's his WHIP?
1.09.
1.21.
How is France not in the top 4 of that list?
I have no idea.
Worst case scenario, you got 9 wins with a 2.7 ERA. That makes how is Hunter Brown? This just goes to show you that no one Hunter Brown's. The carryover from last year, the Justin Verlander overlay stuff, people know it. They still don't know JP France.
No.
This is why they've got to do a viral thing where they do Better Call Saul. I'm not even joking about this. Do something where people recognize. Look, yeah. He's got the glasses and the mustache. It's a thing. Like, he looks different. You can do a thing with it. The Astros need to really help him by doing a thing where ESPN picks up on it. And our guy Eric, who listens to the show's first one, who nailed this, that he looks like when Better Call Saul was hiding in Nebraska or whatever. They really need to do something like that or lean into it so ESPN can pick it up, it can go viral.
They and did all this last year with Spencer Strider. I don't know why they're not doing it. They did the mustache thing.
Yeah.
And the people in the stands with the mustache. Why don't people right now
we need to do
wear
this.
Goggles with the mustache?
Yeah. Astros fans should be doing this. They wore hats for Carlos Lee, Caballitos.
Yeah. Oh, we got crowns for King Tuck.
Yeah.
We got the chomp for Chad.
And you got this guy. At least bring cinnamon rolls or something.
Everybody with a Cinnabon shirt on.
Yes.
With the mustache with the glasses.
You can dress as Tuco. You can dress as anybody from Better Call Saul at any point, and that's kind of an homage, basically, to JP France.
Yeah.
Because this guy has 9 wins and a 2.7, and he can't even get on any lists. Rookies of the year.
It's amazing how he's just ignored. Now Robert Flores knows about him. And MLB it works Network,
for MLB Network.
But they're not doing enough.
We need to tell Robert Flores about the Better Call Saul stuff so they can do something on it.
Yeah.
And see if they can get it to go viral.
I showed my wife that this weekend and she was like, "Yeah, that's good. He should."
God, now, I wish I
now
had
let's
cinnamon
go
roll
Henderson.
Right now.
Now let's go Gunnar Henderson.
All right.
Gunnar Henderson, 375 at bats. He's been there all year. He's got 19 homers. He's hitting 235.
That's normal this in this day and age. 235 is nothing.
He's got a 320 on base, 456 slugging, 776 OPS.
That's not bad.
His OPS plus is 114. Now let's do Yiner. He's hitting 275 in just 251 at-bats. He's got 15 homers. He's got an OPS of 807, and his OPS plus is 117.
I'm not going to say.
Higher, higher, higher.
Sorry. So what you want to say is if Dusty would just play him, he'd be rookie of the
Sorry.
Year.
Sorry. If his own manager doesn't think he's the best catcher on the team, what can we think of him?
His own manager, I don't want anybody getting into this. I'm not doing this.
Don't bait him into
if
this.
His own manager doesn't think that much of him.
Don't bait him into this.
How can you expect us to? Sorry.
Don't bait him into
this. Case closed. Get that other dude. What's his name?
Unbelievable. Yiner. His name's Yiner.
Not him. The other guy you're comparing him to.
Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah, Gunnar Henderson. At least his manager thinks he's better than the guy on the roster.
He really does. He plays him all the time.
Yeah, I'm like Dusty.
Dust doesn't. It's so bad.
Don't. So bad. Don't.
It's got to be nuts. You're driving me nuts.
Don't. He's
you
doing
feel
this.
Feel the tension? I can feel it down in my plums.
Look at John. O'clock. All
I'm
tense.
Done. I'm not getting into this again. I'm not doing it. 8 o'clock ESPN, 97.5.
But we're watching highlights of Power Slap.
Power Slap.
I honestly can't believe this is still going on. I mean, with all the stuff about concussions and CTE, this is a...
I mean,
guys stand still to get concussed, and it's not a like it's like this is going to be CTE, right?
And he's knocking him out. With
oh no,
a
this
slap.
Guy got knocked completely
not
out.
Completely out. All right, time for me to talk about dipping, and if it's this is knocking me out. I am going to go and play with a buddy who dips, and I mention him all the time. Tim, you need to stop already. Okay, we need to get you into some hemp in a pouch made of hemp. With CBD oil. Okay, the CBD oil is so good. You're dipping this tobacco and this nicotine, and it's eating away at your gums. It's eating away at your cheek. It's eating away at every... It's eating away at your body. Your body's being eaten away by this nicotine that you're putting into your body. Goodness. And then you're spitting all over
it's the... It's eating away. Your body's being consumed from the inside.
That's right. Oh, you don't think it's harmful? Do you want to see the results of dipping over years? It's not pretty, Lance.
Tony Gwynn,
yeah. No, that's real. A lot of guys.
That's real.
It's real.
We got a guy here who's near death, according to John.
I'm not making this stuff up.
Almost out the door.
Look, is CBD oil? Have we ever heard of anybody getting hurt from CBD oil?
No. Hey, Joe George, listen, buddy.
Joe George, hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. And you know what? It's so good that CBD American Shaman has said we want them in our stores. So in select stores here in the Houston area, you're going to find Artisan Grand. You're going to find the Canstet and the Dew Blend. And you're going to wean yourself from this dip because it's horrible. So if you're looking for the best way to do it, 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Home. Dragons!
Damn it, Leroy.
Leroy, you were just stupid.
At least I have chicken.